Right. Tonight I'd like to share with you a Gevaldige Chiddush in the sub-cipher that I gave out. It's a wonderful Vart for Parshas Vayera, but I want to be Magdim first, the Sugya and Tosis Kol Makom and brings Yerushalmi. So I'd like to explain the main Nakuda that's being discussed. Last week I mentioned to you that Avodah Zarah is Osir for anybody to have Hanah from, and that there are four categories in Avodah Zarah: Noy Avodah Zarah, Tashmishi Avodah Zarah, Takuvis Avodah Zarah, the things that are related to the Avodah Zarah a person is not allowed to use. Bittul, we already learned, if you're Mevatul, the Avodah Zarah, it becomes Mutter. Now, what it says in Yerushalmi, what it says in Halacha, is that that's for me and you, for ordinary people, to use it. To use it for a shul, for a davar shebikdusha, you shouldn't use it at all. Even if it's batal, you shouldn't use it for a beis medrash, and that's the whole discussion about using a church for a beis medrash, about using it l'gavaya. So this is all in way of preface. Now, our sugya talks about a mountain. We learn out of a pasuk that a mountain, a piece of earth, can't become usur even if they bow down to the mountain. The mountain itself doesn't become an avodah zarah. Eloheihem al ha'harim. The avodah zarah is on the mountain. V'lo ha'harim eloheihem. And the mountain itself doesn't become an avodah zarah. That's what it says here, that it doesn't become an avodah zarah. Nevertheless, the Knanim was so involved in avodah zarah that every mountaintop, they put an avodah zarah on every mountaintop. It says, the Mishnah says that kol makom shata maitza har gavaya, any place you find a tall har, dash yesham avodah zarah. You should know that the goyim had avodah zarah there. That's how steep the Knanim were in avodah zarah. Tosfos kol makom asks from Yerushalmi, so how did they build a Beis HaMikdash on a mountain in Eretz Yisrael? How did they build a Beis HaMikdash on a mountain in Eretz Yisrael? The attack of the mountain itself is not an Avodah Zarah, but for Hegdish, we don't use anything that had to do with Avodah Zarah. So the Yerushalmi's Kasha, how did they build a Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash on a mountain? So Yerushalmi answers, Al Pi Navi Nivne. What does that mean? Al pi Navi Nivne. The Navi said build it. You have to build it. Shmuel Navi said build it. That doesn't answer the question exactly. It could be it was a Hirasha. Al pi Navua, they knew that their mountain was not. Okay, it could be the Al pi Navua, they knew it. What? Okay, so that's what the Chassam Sefer says. Let me speak out to Chassam Sefer. It's a very geschmack of Chassam Sefer. And Beryl here pointed out that it fits beautifully in the Lashon. Chassam Sefer brings from his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, who's going on a Medrash. He says, we have today the Har HaBayis, originally was not a mountain at all. It wasn't a mountain. As a matter of fact, it was an Emek, it was a valley. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, go to that place and bring your son as a carbon for the Akedah, it still wasn't a mountain. And Vayaras HaMokim Irachek, and Avraham saw this place, no mountain. That's where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. What's wrong? Oh, you mean at the time of the Akedah? One second, you didn't hear the whole story. You're right. So Avram saw it, so the Medrash says, Avram said to Rabbi Yisrael, that's where you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, in a valley. Ink Fodai Biktanim, it's out to cover Hashem. So a miracle happened, and like a pimple it came up, and the mountain became a mountain at that time. That's when the mountain turned into a mountain. That's what he says. So what do you gain? So Avraham Avinu went there, and he was Makriv the Akedah. He wasn't actually Makriv Yitzchak, he was Makriv the Ayil on the Har HaBayis. So he says, very geschmack, until Avraham Avinu got there, there was no Avodah Zarah there. It wasn't used for Avodah Zarah. Once Avraham Avinu got there, he already was Magdishit. And or he was Kainit is the Lashon. He was Magdishit, he was Kainit. Ein Adam Oysa Davashere Shalai. So once Avraham Avinu got there, he beat the Avodah Zarah to the mountain, and the Mela, it never became Asur. That's the Havana of that's how Rav Nosson Adler answers. He explains in Rishalmi, Al Pi Navi Nivna, that the whole Nevuah was that this happened, that Avraham Avinu, the whole story, and Mimela, it was Mutter. So the language, when Avraham is told to go to the Akedah, it says, Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamoria. It doesn't say Haramoria. Lech Lecha El Eretz Hamoria. He says, bring him to Eretz HaMoria. Now that's a place, it's a very specific place. Har Moriah is telling you where it is. No, Eretz HaMoria. And there'll be a mountain that I'll tell you about when you get there. See, afterwards, Avraham Avinu went, and first when he went, Vayaris HaMokei Mirochi, he still calls it HaMokei. And then when he got there, it somehow turned into this mountain. And the Mela, it's a varat on how the Harabayas and Pshat Yerushalmi, a way in which it happened. Adam in Nayak. Oh, so it's this week's parasha. Does it say it was a mountain? Al Hori Ararat. Says the Nayak was Makriv on the Harabayas. I don't know if it says Har. It says Har. It's Yerushalmi said, the Rambam says, Masari Biyadeinu, that Harabayas is where he was married. At any rate, this is the Chassam Sefer, in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. And actually, this is all in the brackets. And and he brings a.
Does everybody hold like that?
What? You know, you take a medrash. Not everybody holds like every medrash. I mean, that the Haramiya popped up all of a sudden. It's a shtickle tire in the parsha. However, some sefer before the brackets, and his Einikol Chassan sefer explains that that this whole story is masba something else. We all grow up. We're accustomed to the fact that the Harabayas has a certain inherent kedusha, and we don't walk there. People hold their pots. You couldn't walk. You can't walk. There's a peladik arrived. The problem with this rivet is he sounds to have a good time. The rivet is in the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Even his language, I'll read it to you in a minute, is pleiadic. We paskin about Eretz Yisrael that Kedusha Rishayna was like Kitchalos and Lava. The first Kedusha was gone after the Churban Bayis Rishon. Kedusha Shnia. So then there's a machlaikis if the Kedusha Shnia is Kitchalos and Lava or not, if Truma. The dinam of Truma, Tibbiz Manazen, Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, that's Eretz Yisrael. The Harabayis is different. The Harabayis, the Rambam says, that's for sure, Kedush Rishayna was always Kitcha. That's the way we grew up, that there's no question about the Harabayis. The Ravid says, Svaritz Atzma Hizu. This Rambam, he's saying something on his own. Lo Yadati Me'ayin Loi. I don't know where he got it from. And the time is the man the Yama Kedusha Rishayna like Kitchel Asid Lavi Ein Chilik Bein Migdash Yerushalayim L'Shar Eretz Yisrael. So he argues and he says that there's no difference, and it's not Kitchel Asid Lavi. He says, listen to the lashon Ani Aimer. He says Afilu L'Rabbi Yosi Dama Kedusha Shniya Kitchel Asid Lavi. Listen to this. Even light. The Mandiyama Kedusha Shnia was Kitcha. That's only, he says, in Eretz Yisrael. Lo Yamer L'Shar Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim L'Migdash Lo Yamer. Yerushalayim L'Migdash is less Kadesh L'Asid Lavai. Why? L'Fisha Ha'yoyodeya Ezra Sh'Amigdash Yerushalayim Asidim L'Shtanais U'L'Hecharev. And therefore, U'L'Skadish Kedusha Echad Eilami B'Kvayt Hashem L'Ailam when Mashiach comes. And therefore, he says that the Har HaBayis doesn't have Kedusha different than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Then he writes, Kach Nigla Li Mesayit Hashem Li Reyav. You ever heard a Rav talk this way? Kach Nigla Li Mesayit Hashem Li Reyav. This I know. How do I know? Mesayit Hashem Li Reyav. And therefore, Lefikach HaNichnes At Hashem Ein Baikarus. And therefore, the Rav holds the Har HaBayis HaNichnes Sham Ein Baikarus. That's the Rav says. You understand the Lashon Kach Nigla Li Mesayit Hashem Li Reyav. Even for the Ravid, it's a very strange lashon. No, you ever anybody say Kach Niglali Beseir Hashem Lireya? So I have the suspicion before I get to the cipher that there's a Tos Hatfus here. It's supposed to say Kach Niglali. He's saying Ezra knew the bias would be Chariv, and therefore he didn't give kedusha to the Har HaBayis forever. I suspect it's supposed to say Kach Nigloloi Misayit Hashem Lireyav, not Kach Nigloli. But I can't find anybody who says that it's a Tos Hafus. Everyone here agrees with me, probably. You know, it makes more sense. Kach Nigloloi Misayit Hashem Lireyav. Yeah, the ancients one all say Kach Nigloli. That's a problem. So I don't know. Somebody looked it up once. What? The Ravid says Ezra knew the Har HaBayis would be Chariv, so he wasn't Magdishit. Kedusha Shniyah was Ezra. Whoever builds it is Magdishit. We build the shul here with Magdishit. Why can't Ezra? He's no worse than us, no? Yeah. Anyway, Zokta Sam Seifer. You mean the Ravid holds? There's nothing special about the Kaisel? There's nothing special about the Har HaBayis? There's nothing special about it? But the Ravid is saying Ezra knew there would be Chariv, so it was only the Kaddish it was mad. That's what he's saying. Ezra knew it would be Chariv. You know, there'd be Machshel people, Chariv. There's not a casual man. So that, some Sefer says with Ishtikal Torah, that Avraham Avinu by the Akedah was Magdish the Har HaBayis. He gave it a Kedusha by bringing a carbon. And some Sefer's Lashon, before the part that I marked off, is whether this Karis, what's the difference? In his day, nobody would deal walk there. He says, Akabon Kedushas Beis Elokim v'zeshar shemayim loy batul v'loy yisbatul. So funny, he didn't dream that it would one day become a big issue. And that's on that he brings this idea. He grabbed the brings, etc. So anyway, what this Chassam Sefer is saying, this Yerushalmi, is this Tekuda. That when Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak as a carbon, and then he didn't bring him, he brought the ayil instead, Avraham Avinu was actually Magdish, the Mokam HaRabayis, and by being Magdish, the Mokam HaRabayis, he gave it a Kedusha that could never be bottled anymore. He gave it a Kedusha, and that Kedusha, Avraham Avinu's Kedusha, not the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash, which is Karis, but the Kedusha that it's a Mokam Kadosh, that always remains. Now, the Sam Sefer has themes in many places, and I think he talks about this in many places. One thing that he says, Pshat, the Gemara says, Rebbe wanted to switch Tisha B'Av to the 10th of Av, from the 9th of Av. Rebbe Bikesh Bakar Tisha B'Av. So he says to push it to the 10th of Av. So listen to a chafaz of Sam Sefer. He says elsewhere, he says, why? Because it's Ishtikal Torah. What does that have to do with Ishtikal Torah? He says, Pashat. He says, if you hold that when they burnt the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is gone. So on Tisha B'Av, they put the Beis HaMikdash on fire. So by Yud B'Av, it didn't have Kedusha. What burnt on Yud B'Av was Chol, it was Cholin already. But Rabbeinu HaKadosh had the Taina, this Taina, Avraham Avinu was Mekadosh it. The Kedusha doesn't come off. So what burnt on Yud B'Av was Kadosh. So then Tisha B'Av should be on Yud B'Av. We pass it as Tisha B'Av. But the way he's explaining is we buy Tisha B'Av because we say the Kedusha is gone. So by the time it burnt on Yud B'Av, it wasn't a Beis HaMikdash anymore. But again, he's tailored in this. So at any rate, it's a... the Rishonim say that... The Gemara says, Bikesh Rabbeinu HaKadosh to push off Tisha B'Av. So the Rishonim say, how could Rebbe push off what was the Takana in the time of Zechariah Navi? So they say, he meant on a Nitcha. But okay. At any rate, this is the Yisayit HaDvarim. Now, those of you who are learning with us, you had a very easy week. It was a very short amid this week. So if you were behind, I hope you caught up. And Amit Hashem, see you next week. Hashem. A good Shabbos to everybody.